Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. If you've ever been to a Christian wedding, chances are you heard these words read aloud. How could they not be? They paint a portrait of love that's perfect for a day filled with vows, flowers, and sentiment. Yet, the more you reflect on these words, the more you might think, maybe this isn't the best reading for a wedding. The kind of love described here is not romantic. It's more of an action than an emotion. This is the kind of love God calls us to, not just on our wedding day, but every day. Love the people around you, even when feelings fade, tempers flare, and disappointment creeps in. It's love that refuses to boast, that keeps no record of wrongs, and that always puts others first. This is a tall order. This kind of love isn't natural. In fact, it's impossible, at least for us. But not for Jesus. Jesus lived every word of this passage to perfection. He was endlessly patient, even with slow-learning disciples. He was unfailingly kind to outcasts and perfectly forgiving to his enemies. On the cross, he bore the record of your wrongs and endured the punishment that you deserved. His love never failed. This is the love that saved you, and this is the love that now lives in you. In Christ, your record of lovelessness has been erased. Through faith in him, God doesn't see your envy, selfishness, or irritability, but Christ's perfect patience, kindness, and endurance. And by his Spirit, he enables you to reflect that same love to others. The love described in this passage is more than just beautiful words for a wedding day. It's a daily calling. When your patience wears thin and his forgiveness feels far away, lean into the love of Christ. With him, you have what you need to love others. Lord, help me to love others the way you have loved me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.